The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Yep, you can take us with it on the Odyssey app. We back in the studio. It is a special weekend around here on this holiday long weekend. Hopefully you are having a wonderful time so far. It's going to get cold later on. We'll tell you about that. But good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to everybody up there, all you first responders, teachers. Who else are we leaving out here? Everybody up there in Dunwoody.
Yep.
In Dunwoody.
Essential workers.
Oh, thank you.
Essential people that people that have to work. That's people, you know what I mean?
Yes.
We have times on and times off, and weather may come. These people still have to do what they have to do, and we appreciate them.
And everybody's radar is a little bit up this weekend doing what you did to the essential workers, as you said.
Yeah.
Because of the amount of people who have come to once again show us that we are in an international city. It might be more America-based this time, but it's just, you know, you got to have those along with the international stuff. But I'm sure there's some really, really good international stuff going on there, sports, sporting events and things that...
Well, when you have an event of the magnitude that we have going on, and yeah, it is international. You got the Apparel Mart happening downtown.
Thank you.
You got Atlanta Market, so people around the world are coming in, and everybody's walking around with these big grocery bags looking like samples.
Yeah.
Just was strutting up and down Peachtree Street.
Lots of good swag.
But I'm just saying... Where are they putting all these people, Greg? You got them in town. You got the people in town, obviously, for the college football playoff national championship game. Now, a lot of those people didn't come to town until Friday. The teams didn't come to town until Friday.
Right.
So now those folks are here because the game is tomorrow night. You have that happening. You have the MLK holiday weekend that's going on.
Right.
Oh, by the way, also in the Georgia World Congress Center, where you and I will be tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow, that's right.
They're having a little Big South, which is a big regional youth volleyball tournament.
Okay.
So you got one whole section of the place that is divided into volleyball courts with these tall young ladies who are in there playing. And it's a big deal because Big South is where a lot of college coaches come to do some of their recruiting and whatnot. So some people, you know, want to go out and play their best in this volleyball tournament this weekend. It means, you know, mom and daddy don't have to pay for college. So that's a big deal. In addition to that.
Oh, I got the cherry for this too.
No, in addition.
Go ahead.
To that, because you are of a acting and show business ilk, not in downtown, but out at Acres Mill at the Galleria.
Yeah,
it is packed full of high school students for a one act or whatever theater competition.
Okay,
6,000 of them.
Oh yeah, probably wrote it. Yeah,
and I know someone who has a daughter participating. They're doing a scaled down version of Mary Poppins. And the tickets to go and see this thing are ridiculous, man. These folk in town too.
Yeah.
Where are we putting all these folk?
You see all these hotels.
Who's feeding all these folk?
Well, we got some nice restaurants around here.
I tell you what though, and we do want to, because I was at the news conference this week with Mayor Dickens and Atlanta Police Chief Sherbaum and the people from GBI and people from the Georgia State Patrol. about the security that's being put into place. We saw what happened down in New Orleans. And when you want people to know you're going to come to Atlanta, you're going to have a good time, it's going to be a safe time.
Say your phrase, though. Say your phrase.
What's that?
Pack your patience.
Pack your patience. Pack your patience and know that people have really gone, you know, over and above to prepare themselves to show you a good time here. Police officers, a lot of them are working 12-hour days.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them who may have vacation time, they're not getting it.
No.
Everybody's on board to work. Some will be dressed. Some will be in plain clothes.
That's what you people
need. And that's the other thing. So, I mean, they went through and laid a lot of those things out. I was at the press conference this week for that.
How is the mayor doing?
Mayor Dickens.
We're waiting for him to run by us again and give us a wave.
Hey, give us a wave as he's going by running the Peachtree Road race, right? You know what I mean?
Give us a wave. But, no, you're absolutely right. And people need to notice they're not messing around. And this is 2025. The folks that you just described that are going to be part of the security detail on all these different levels, a lot of them you ain't going to notice.
No.
You're going to walk right past them, but they may be asking you for directions. You will not know until you need to know.
Yep.
And by that time, it's too late. And that's just the ones on the ground. We're not talking about those security pieces of equipment that are in the air located strategically.
Right.
So
right.
Everybody's being watched.
Absolutely.
Everybody's being watched. But to answer your first part, where are these folks all at? Let me ask you this. The Apparel Mart thing, does it continue today and tomorrow, or is it over with, would you imagine?
I'm not sure. I saw the dates listed for it, and I think it is at least through today.
Okay. Well, I say that because think of a doubleheader baseball game. Not the way it used to be, the way it is now. They kicked them folks out for the first game because they sell the tickets for the second game, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So those hotel rooms may be emptying out today with this event or that event, and then the folks that are coming to town for the game and other events, they will take over those rooms.
Well, they would only have for a couple of days.
That's all they need them for today. We want them out of town by Tuesday.
Well, they can't all be gone by Tuesday. It's supposed to be getting snow again.
Well, you're right.
Yeah, Good luck with that. We saw what happened at the airport a couple of weeks ago. You know, but and we hope we don't have that. A lot of people have to stay with us a little bit longer than they may want to.
We'd
be happy to have them.
The fans of the two teams that are here will feel a little bit of a chill, but it will be nothing like it'll be when they get home.
Oh, I know.
So,
and they'll walk around like, what's the problem?
Yeah, until tonight, until tomorrow morning, and then they'll realize it.
You know,
and y'all can all thank Canada for that. It ain't our fault. Just thank our neighbors to the north. What was the other thing I was going to put? The eye is up and running. It's nice and bright.
Okay.
On this weekend, where we're highlighting college football and everything, you know, I come in here and I report on Georgia State University and that beautiful sign they have on top of that building as you come through downtown. The skyline looks beautiful here.
Yeah.
And the eye in university is lit.
Okay.
They made it over to Lowe's and got Home Depot and got some light bulbs and that thing is.
Or maybe they got that. Right. Maybe they got some electric tape to go around the wiring just to make
whatever.
Sure.
But it looks wonderful, man. How was your week?
It's an amazing week. It's been amazing. We just leading up to this. It was a busy week, but it's great. It's when we have a very special event in town, and it's what we do well.
Yes, we do.
What we do very well. I had a chance to meet the trophy this week, or at least someone brought
it. You sent me a wonderful. Are you going to put that online?
Yeah, I put it
You're
out.
Looking very smooth with that thing there.
I was sitting there pitched with the national championship.
But
trophy.
I was wondering, where were your gloves?
No, I didn't touch it.
Don't touch that.
The person who handles it puts on the white gloves when they. It's a very formal thing,
man. Yeah, man. It's like them dudes who carry the Stanley Cup. They all got white gloves.
Yeah, white gloves. Nobody's going to touch this thing until. And the people who get to touch it tomorrow night at the end of the game have earned it. Because think about this. The team that wins the game tomorrow night will have won the most, will have played in the, well, the two teams that are playing have played in the most games of a Division I team ever.
Right.
They've never played this many games in a year. And so as we talk about this game and the teams have got here, teams that have players healthy enough of their top players are healthy to play in this game. This is the longest season ever for Division I teams. Not 1AA or Division II, Division III. Have had their playoff for years,
right?
You know, to get to the national championship game. But to have this type of playoff, a 12-team playoff, that's a lot more football, a lot more playing. People ask me all week, why ain't the teams here yet? They in class. They college students. It's not like the Super Bowl where dudes just come to town all week and they practice and ride buses. No, these dudes had to be in class. That's why they didn't get here till Friday evening.
All right. If Noel, if you have a second, we actually have to ask you a technical question, but we all wait to hear your lovely voice.
Because we on at a different time.
We we got a different time. I can't shut this down at 40:35, right? All right, she's getting her stuff together. She'll come on in a second here. So,
other thing I want to shout out to, a lot of people who get a chance to be involved in this event. And one is there's a company, and I don't get the name of them, up in Gwinnett County, up around Norcross. They wrap buses.
You know,
they wrap buses.
That's what my friend does. He owns a signage company.
Right.
Well, that's an extension of that. I don't know if that's actually falls under their umbrella. But, yeah, they do stuff like that where they paint the Ohio State or the Notre Dame with the emblem and all that.
You got a chance to see the buses Friday. I'm up north on 85 around Shelliford Road, and I saw the Notre Dame buses come by, five of them wrapped with the dark blue and the gold lettering, and they're headed for the airport to meet the teams.
Yeah.
And about a half hour later, here comes those wrapped in red, Ohio State, five of them. I said, well, this is how these guys are going to be getting around town. But just to get the assignment to do that, the bus drivers who get to do that, they're also a part of the people who get to welcome these people to town.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And so, and through the course of the town, they get to know the players, certain ones, or coaches, and getting to talk with them because they're going to be doing this for several days. So it's a big time for our city, but like I said, once again, we do this well. We get a lot of practice with this.
We not only do it well, but you think about just the little things, like that movie. It's the little things in life. So they want a taste of Atlanta, I'm sure they're already here. Well, they're not going to have to go over there and stand in line at the varsity. They're going to bring that over to them. Mm-hmm. They want to get some Mary Max. They're going to bring that over to them. They need a haircut. Who do we call?
Yeah.
Is our friend going to be a part? Are they going to have a dose of Maurice?
They did Peach Bowl.
They did the Peach Bowl?
They did Peach Bowl. They did Peach Bowl. They had a great time at Peach Bowl.
They don't want Maurice nowhere near these boys. Carl, okay, but Maurice, Jay. And by the way, shout out to Shelby's. Shelby's is the place that them guys all came from over on Buford Highway. And she got her shot back.
Okay.
And I have known Shelby is like my big sister. She is the sister I don't have here in Georgia.
Okay.
And Shelby exudes respect. You have to go in there and know. So I saw her this past week and it was wonderful. So all right, so what are we doing, Noel? We're gonna chop this down. Oh, we're gonna keep going. Oh,
no,
we're gonna
we
cut it
go.
Down.
We
okay,
go.
We gotta
we
go.
Gotta go. We
I wasn't sure
go.
How this was going because the
we
clock's all
gotta
messed
go.
Up
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
go,
then, man,
man,
I need to shut up. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. You're going to hear a lot of Dolly Parton. I got a feeling today, Sam, because, you know, our producer loves her some Dolly. But we do this because happy 79th birthday. 79th birthday.
Man.
To Dolly Parton. Born on this day. See, you all do the math, but she's been here for a minute. I mean,
yeah,
if you know a little bit about her, you
right.
know, I'm not a big deep diver into country music, but, you know, Dolly was back in the day with Porter Wagoner.
Yep.
And them boys, and then she broke away. And I love hearing her tell the story, which I'm sure we will play, of how she stood up to some folks who wanted to take I Will Always Love You, the rights to that song, from her, that wanted to do it. And one of the people, I believe, was Elvis. Colonel. The Colonel tried to get it from her. And she's like, no, I can't give you can't sign this over to you. There's a couple people who tell those stories that Elvis wanted to record with, and the Colonel tried to get them to give up their, right. And they said, nah, I'm not, it's not happening. Anyway, when our producer has a moment, we're going to bring her in here and ask her in here. But let me tell you real quick here. Again, apologies for the shortened show. You got us until 9 o'clock. Going to turn things over to John Fricke on this day. We still got NFL action, but everybody, of course, around the city is getting geared up for tomorrow night as far as the big event here in town.
We got NFL news now.
We got NFL news.
We got games
news.
Last night. We got some people upset at your house. And we have a new D.C. here in Atlanta. Well, he's new, but he's not totally new to Falcons fans.
So we're going to get to that. Also going to hear from Karen Pastena. Going to let us know what's going on there. She's going to talk about that dude.
We should talk about Coco, too, as well.
Oh, well, that's good. We'll listen for that.
Yeah, man.
I want to hear her talk about Jokovic. And then Caleb Johnson's going to join us. Talk about the Hawks. Had a big win.
Man.
Up in Boston.
Boston. Overtime.
Your cousin. From Boston.
Yeah, you know, you know what, though? One thing about the folks up there, and I guess they kind of like Yankees fans too, if you're good, they may not like it when you beat them, but they respect you when you beat them. And so Trae Young is walking off the floor, and you got people like screaming, wanting to high-five him or touch him more. Mm-hmm. I say, you know, okay, there you go, you know, because, you know.
They don't boo scrubs.
That's the thing. You know what I mean? They consider themselves to be more sophisticated of fans, obviously because of all the laundry that's hanging from the top of their building.
Yeah,
up there, so.
Yeah.
But you know, Hawks went in and did it. And next stop, New York City. Cannot wait for tomorrow, man.
And,
you know, Trae and the boys going to Madison Square Garden on King. You know, I always feel about King Holiday game anyway. Like that game should be here.
Well, that's why my lip poked out.
You know.
Yeah.
But they're saying because of all
stuff. She just jumped in there real quick.
She
talking about a bottom
and
lip.
You didn't, we know how you're supposed to come in here with us.
Good morning.
Thank you. Don't sell us short. We want our good morning.
That's what I'm telling Adam Silver. Don't sell us short. We want our King Day game.
Now, you think that was a business decision given what was going to be here?
Yes, because you said that, and you made sure to send us to New York.
Yeah. I mean, from a business standpoint, viewership and all of that.
It's probably just congestion standpoint.
If that game was here tomorrow, on top of everything, man.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Sam talking about them girls with the bags and the swag from
concerts all weekend.
Yeah,
they probably booked it up for the concerts. Actually,
yeah, because
and everything
they are,
else going on.
That's true. They got the billing.
All right, Adam, they saved you.
That's why.
But
I always have my mouth stuck out. You know, we invented, we that's something that's originated here. The NBA King Holiday game originated in Atlanta.
Right.
And it's just odd that our team is shipped out of town to
play. Yeah, us in Memphis are supposed to have a home game.
It's a standing
appointment, but that's okay.
You know what I mean?
How did they beat San Antonio again and Ja wasn't even in the lineup?
Man.
The other night.
Yeah.
And I've been telling y'all about Ja for the last year or so, right?
Hey, I mean, Ja's the dude. Ja just got to figure out the mental. We ain't got no questions about the ability on the court.
He's making people forget about some of them other folks they're talking about. Hey. I ain't got the dunk of the year already. Been waiting for him to come back. Anyway.
He just got to be consistent.
That's true.
Yes,
he does.
He'll be consistent now.
Yes, he does.
That's the big thing.
Yep. So where would you like to start? Because we're going to top of the hour. We're going to turn things over to you, local. We were going to talk NFL playoffs. We're going to talk Hawks Celtics. We can continue with the NBA if you like.
We can talk about that, or we can talk a little bit about But a lot of people want to hear about the Falcons and the defensive coordinator because a lot of people, you know, have been upset. They felt like somebody's head had to roll. And so we had a couple of heads that roll up at Flowery Branch. And so, you know, Jeff Ulbrich is a defensive coordinator and had a number of people interview for the job this week. The Falcons were letting you know all the folks that came in, all the candidates. He's been 4 years as a D.C. with the Jets. And he serves as a team interim head coach for the final 13 weeks of the 2024 season. He's coming back here where he's been was an assistant before of the staff. So it's great to have him back, and let's see what he does for things on the defensive side of the ball. That's, you know, it works. He spent 6 seasons in Atlanta, linebacker coach, interim defensive coordinator, assistant head coach, linebackers sometimes. So he's worked alongside Raheem Morris in the past. So in so many ways, Raheem is kind of putting a little bit of the band back together. So you know, with him as the head coach this time. So let's see if that happens. But that was one of the things that they had to do. You want to see roster moves and things that take place, but you want to get your staff all together. That's a big decision.
Radar goes up when they start talking about how they're going to make us feel comfortable, the fan base feel comfortable about that they have got the right people around the young quarterback that took over at the end of this year. That for me. I mean, listen, that's great. We got a new defensive coordinator. But, you know, you're not relying on them to putting points on the board and coaching up. What we have seen in the NFL are the haves and the have-nots as far as young talent. And then you got to worry about that talent bouncing around. And then you got to worry about the ones who fake you out. They got the A-Rod. This year it's the A-Rod Award going to Sam Darnold, first of all, and then Jared Goff last night. You got the A-Rod. You got the best thing during the regular season. Yeah. You drive me crazy. I want to walk into traffic when it comes to playoffs, putting my money on you guys. And by the way, there's a dude on the college level who just transferred to Miami who's on that team too.
Well, he's
I'm just saying, you get us all worked up into a lather during the season, and then you wet the bed.
Carson Beck goes out there now. You know, he goes to Miami. Like I said, all he gets to do, he'll get to lose to Georgia Tech this year.
Yeah.
He didn't do that last year in Georgia. But you talked about that, and you talked about, you know, Donald, and he probably played his way out of some money.
Yeah, at least. And a city, too. Come on, Noel, jump on in here.
I'm going to tell you something else Sam Darnold did.
What's that?
I think Sam Darnold made the perfect case of why y'all need to leave the seeding as it is. Leave divisions alone. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because let's say we get rid of divisions and we just do regular seeding, right? So the Lions would have already been slotted in their playoff slot, correct? I mean, the Vikings would have already been slotted, correct?
Right.
So what are the odds you actually put Sam Darnold out there to play week 18? You don't, right?
Right.
So now you only have the one game of Sam Darnold looking iffy, not two. So now you have a much, much more difficult decision on what you're going to do with Sam Darnold versus going, oh, no, nope, I've seen enough. Now you got two chances to see back-to-back. What do you do in a high-pressure situation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And back-to-back, you didn't get the answer you were looking for.
Yep.
But if that would have only happened one game, once the regular season was over and into the playoffs, then it would have been an outlier. And now you would have had questions about, what do they do with Sam Darnold? Sam Darnold would probably still be making some super cash money if he only had to play one of those games. Week 18 is important.
It does
Point taken. Point
yeah.
taken.
Yeah.
All right. But everything is a circumstance, right?
Of course.
Yeah, but I still think people were saying before the playoffs started, he had to show me. So I believe whether it was one game or not, this dude was going to be judged by what, not the regular season, is what he showed when he was at his previous teams when the bright lights hit him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the bright lights hit him in a way that made him get weak in the knees. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think it starts week 18 because they had to duke it out for that number one seed. If you would have already been seeded and slotted and it wouldn't have mattered, now all of that's up for quick because you only have the one high-pressure situation. Well, let's see what he does the next time. Now this time you got two back-to-back. Now you know what it is you want to do.
Does he land as a starter someplace or does he land in a backup?
He'll be a starter somewhere.
Okay, so then you got to think about what team is out there that feels like they don't have a playoff chance coming up in the next season, but they need somebody to make them relevant.
Tennessee.
Okay.
Yep.
You drafted two quarterbacks in a row. Then you don't draft one in what's looking like the greatest quarterback draft in the past 10, 15 years, and now you're back to looking for a quarterback. So it's going to be Tennessee.
And they got to deal with every year. They got to deal with who? Indianapolis. Who else is in that division?
Isn't that the Jaguars?
In Jacksonville, who's got looking for a coach.
Who else is on that side of the fence?
Not Houston. No.
Is it Denver? No, it's not.
No, not Denver.
No, they got their guy.
It'll come out there in a second. But anyway, I wasn't sure if he was going to get that starting job. He probably will, but if he were a backup, I got a perfect landing spot for him. And that would be with Jim Harbaugh behind what's his name out there. Because you need somebody who can reel him in and work within a system. And we saw that a little bit this year with Kevin O'Connell, and I think that same type of approach is done out there because he's reeled in Herbert out there in Los Angeles. Anyway, yeah, you're right. He's probably going to get a starting thing here. Anyway, moving to the 7 o'clock hour, as always, whether we start a half hour late like today or not, we turn things over to Mr. Crenshaw, let you know what's going on locally. And then Karen Pestana will tell us, well, what is going on with the Australian Open down under? And I saw that dude won again. But there are other stories going on from this past weekend who are no longer there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.